Listener production.
Rain and 13 degrees in Hobart. Morning, I'm Tessa Randello. A second significant drug haul in Tasmania in as many days, with $5.5 million worth of meth and cocaine stopped at Hobart Airport. Police say a dog spotted the 32-year-old man's bag last night and he's been charged with trafficking. Allegations of race fixing and animal welfare are not new for one harness racing insider. Launceston Racing's Chester Bullock says he's been arguing for these concerns for years.
We wouldn't be standing up today if we thought they were doing a great job. Personally, I've been arguing for the last two or three years on concerns.
The Tasmanian Racing Ministers announced an independent inquiry into the industry, saying it's clear more needs to be done. Overseas now, when the United States is coming to terms with yet another mass school shooting overnight. This time, six people have lost their lives, three adults and three children at Nashville. Don Aaron from Police Department says the 28-year-old female shooter opened fire at a Christian school before she was gunned down by police.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers.
And Save Utah's campus claims the state government will do nothing to stop the uni relocating to the CBD. That's despite an elector poll finding just 25% of people were in favour of the move. The tribunal will meet tonight as Tigers defender Nathan Broad braces for suspension. His sling tackle on young crow Patrick Parnell's been graded as severe. A three-game punishment is expected. The Socceroos are back in action tonight, facing Ecuador in another friendly in Melbourne. And Milton Doyle is a priority for the Jack Jumpers as we head into the free agency period on Friday. The Jackies confirming contract negotiations are going well with the MVP.